Disc 3.
The girl thanked her, bowed again, and returned to her place, and Teacher Mouse called the name of the next student. This went on for more than an hour until at length Pumpkin's name was called. I could see that Pumpkin was nervous, and in fact, the moment she began to play, everything seemed to go wrong. First, Teacher Mouse stopped her and took the shamisen to retune the strings herself. Then, Pumpkin tried again, but all the students began looking at one another, for no one could tell what piece she was trying to play. Teacher Mouse slapped the table very loudly and told them all to face straight ahead, and then she used her folding fan to tap out the rhythm for Pumpkin to follow. This didn't help, so finally, Teacher Mouse began to work instead on Pumpkin's manner of holding the plectrum. She nearly sprained every one of Pumpkin's fingers, it seemed to me, trying to make her hold it with the proper grip. At last, she gave up even on this and let the plectrum fall to the mats in disgust. Pumpkin picked it up and came back to her place with tears in her eyes. After this, I learned why Pumpkin had been so worried about being the last student. Because now the girl with the disheveled hair, who'd been rushing to the school as we'd left for breakfast, came to the front of the room and bowed.
"Don't waste your time trying to be courteous to me," Teacher Mouse squeaked at her. "If you hadn't slept so late this morning, you might have arrived here in time to learn something."
The girl apologized and soon began to play, but the teacher paid no attention at all. She just said,
"You sleep too late in the mornings. How do you expect me to teach you when you can't take the trouble to come to school like the other girls and sign up properly? Just go back to your place. I don't want to be bothered with you."
The class was dismissed, and Pumpkin led me to the front of the room, where we bowed to Teacher Mouse.
"May I be permitted to introduce Chio to you, teacher?" Pumpkin said, "and ask your indulgence in instructing her, because she's a girl of very little talent."
Pumpkin wasn't trying to insult me. This was just the way people spoke back then, when they wanted to be polite. My own mother would have said it the same way. Teacher Mouse didn't speak for a long while, but just looked me over and then said,
"You're a clever girl. I can see it just from looking at you. Perhaps you can help your older sister with her lessons."
Of course, she was talking about Pumpkin.
"Put your name on the board as early every morning as you can," she told me. "Keep quiet in the classroom. I tolerate no talking at all, and your eyes must stay to the front. If you do these things, I'll teach you as best I can."
And with this, she dismissed us.